What's going on, KDVS Davis? I'm DJ DB Cooper. This is Brain Rot Radio. We are missing DJ Spidey today. It's just me. And I low-key do not know what to talk about. What's new in the world of Brain Rot? I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. I guess I'll just talk about like what I've been watching on TikTok. I like the guy who like goes into like public areas with a giant speaker and plays like the Skibidi Toilet song. I think that's really funny. I like the guy who like goes into like the kitchen at a Wendy's or whatever and just like opens CSGO cases and he like shows the employees and he's like, "Bro, please, I need a sick roll here." I think that's funny. I like the ones where it's like a falling marble race and each of the marbles is like a song or is like a character. And whenever that character is in the lead, it'll be like AI vocals of them. So it'll be like SpongeBob and like Butters from South Park. That was pretty funny. I like the Skibidi United FC guy. I think that's funny. Yeah, I look, you have no idea what is even happening today. I'm insanely tired. Let me put on a classic for some background music to lighten the mood, I hope. There we go. Great video. Yeah, I'm just going to like do my immaculate grid, to be honest. I don't really know what else to do. So I guess this is the Brain Rot Radio Aggie Talk crossover. Cubs Tigers is an interesting one. Javi Baez, obviously. I feel like there's a lot of like relievers, but none of the names are coming to mind. Cubs Tigers. I think Ryan Tepera did that. He did not. I thought he was a Tiger. Am I wrong? All right, well, in that case, our score's already shot, so I'm just going to go Javi Baez. Yeah, 37%. Not great. Cubs, Reds. I'm going to go Castellanos. And it's taking a while to load. That Castellanos, 8%. Not bad. Cubs, Cardinals. I'm going to go... oh, why am I blanking on his name? I was like an outfielder for both teams in like the 70s. My brain keeps telling me it's Tim Raines, but it's not Tim Raines, but I can't remember his name. All right, let's get that one. Tigers, Angels. I honestly have no idea. I have no idea who played for both the Tigers and the Angels. I literally can't think of a single guy. Give me Edwin Jackson. YOLO. Nope. Give me, I think Octavio Dotel might have done that. He didn't. Okay. This is really bad. This is like one of the worst grids I've ever had, to be perfectly honest with you. I almost don't even want to finish it. So I don't think I will. I'm trying to think of something Brain Rot related that I can talk about. Because we do have to keep the show somewhat topical. I honestly do not know. Skibidi Toilet is in Fortnite now. That's pretty awesome. I thought about getting it, but I don't really know if I want to be spending my hard-earned dollaroos, my hard-earned Robux, on Skibidi Toilet in Fortnite. I already have the Peter Griffin skin, and like, I feel like that's enough for me personally, because like I don't play Fortnite that much, and I already have a skin that I want to use 24/7, and that's the Peter Griffin skin and the Family Guy back bling and like the what's it called, the back scratcher like harvesting tool, and the Peter Copter glider. I feel like I already have all that, and I kind of like that more. Although the Skibidi toy, the back bling, that's just like the Skibidi toilet, I think is hilarious. Imagine getting like Imagine getting like sniped from like miles away and you like see they have Skibidi Toilet back bling. I would probably rage quit so hard. I would frankly like, I would just throw away my computer. I like would not be able to handle that if I got killed and my opponent had a Skibidi Toilet back bling. So yeah, Skibidi Toilet in Fortnite. Skibidi Toilet has come to Fortnite. What the heck is it? Let's critique this article. See if the New York Times understands the Skibidi Toilet phenomenon. Skibidi Toilet, Skibidi Ohio Riz. It may all be Greek to you, but the term and its variants have become part of younger generation's vernacular. Life moves fast on social media, but Skibidi appears to be here to stay. Yeah, I don't think they really get what Skibidi means. Skibidi is, in essence, a nonsense word with alternating uses. It can mean good, bad, or silly depending on the context, but industries are taking its appeal seriously. I feel like that does not really capture the essence of Skibidi, and, like, what it means, like, semiotically. Like, it is just, like, kind of a buzzword that people just use to indicate that they're just, like, saying nonsense, but also, I feel like, in a lot of contexts, it does, like, genuinely mean, like, it is generally used as, like, a specific thing to reference, like, a specific thing. Like, and, like, if you're saying Skibidi Ohio Riz, you're just saying Skibidi because, you're just saying Skibidi because it's a funny word. But also, like, I feel like people say stuff like, that's so Skibidi. Or, I had another example, but I can't remember, but, like, I feel like people use Skibidi to mean specific things in a lot of contexts, and it is just kind of, like, a context clue thing where you gotta figure out what they mean when they say Skibidi. I feel like it does have, like, an actual meaning. Like, you say, you're so Sigma, you're so Skibidi. I don't know. One person commented under Fortnite's post, "What in the alternate timeline is happening?" I feel like, a lot of people who quite simply, they just don't get it. They just don't get it. Are kind of going crazy over them putting Skibidi Toilet in Fortnite. And quite frankly, if you aren't hip to the Skibidi at this point, I don't think you ever will be. You're unskibidi. You have negative aura. You have zero Ohio Riz. You have you're not Skibidi, and you never will be if you're just, you know, fake Skibidier. You just don't get it. You just don't get it. Skibidi Toilet. Okay, so like one thing people don't realize that Skibidi Toilet, the series, is like kind of good. Like, it's pretty funny when it starts out, but then it turns into like just like mecha anime, and it's just like the cameramen, and they're like beefing with the what are they, the Skibidi Toilets, and there's like, they keep introducing like crazy new Skibidi Toilet variants, and they just like get like bigger, and they eventually turn into like gigantic like mecha, and it's kind of awesome. And there's also, like, on the toilet side, there's, like, there's the G-Man toilet, there's, just a bunch of toilets with, like, crazy superpowers. There's, like, toilets that can, like, they, like, take over the cameraman mecha, and they, like, use them to fight against the cameraman, and that's crazy. And then the cameraman, like, make a weapon that can, like, defeat the Skibidi, those Skibidi toilets. But then they just, like, make a bigger one that can't be defeated by the weapon. And it's just, like, it's, like, constant arms race of the cameraman and the Skibidi toilets trying to, like, out Skibidi each other. And it just keeps going on and on and on. One thing I do also find kind of funny is that, like, all the music is, like, 80s, like, synth pop, which kind of rocks. Because I think, like, the creators, like, puts music that he likes into the series, which is kind of awesome. Like, there's a Japan song that is, like, the theme for one of the cameraman variants. Which is awesome. And then there's also, like, hang on, I'm gonna play one of these remixes to give you an idea of the Skibidi Toilet music. Because it goes kind of crazy, this one. Skibidi dog 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 dog. Yes, yes, yes. Skibidi dee. Yeah, the Skibidi Toilet music goes kind of crazy. Like, this just has all the variants of the Skibidi Toilet song. But I'm trying to find, like, the, like, regular music. So, yeah, like, the theme song for The Cameraman is Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, which is hilarious. And then there's also, what else is there? Oh, yeah, they use Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode. They use Burning Bridges by Japan. They use Running Up That Hill, which is so hilarious. Burning Bridges is, like, the TV Men theme song, who are, like, they just, like, kind of, like, show up and then leave. They're, like, the real mysterious, they're, like, the apparition, you know? They show up, they skibbity, and then they disappear, and then they're, like, really powerful, I guess. That's another thing, is, like, the power scaling is hilarious. One thing I do kind of like about Skibidi Toilet is that it's kind of keeping, like, stupid Gmod animation alive, which is, like, some of the greatest works humanity's ever produced. And even though it's very obviously, like, born of the same mold as stuff like all the just that goofy Gmod machinima from, like, 2011. Even if it's, like. And it like, also is, like, arguably the most successful, thing to come out of that. I mean, not really arguably, it just is. This thing gets, like, 100 million views on every YouTube video, which is insane. And so you get, oh my god, I just keep blanking on things I'm trying to say. I'm just so tired. But yeah. Let me put on the meow synth again. Yeah, like, I love Gmod. I think Gmod is, like, one of the best games ever, because it's, like, I mean, there's just so much you can do, obviously. But, like, Gmod animation, it just using it as, like, a physics engine, I feel like Skibidi Toilet does, like, generally get that, in, like, just how Gmod can be used for just making things super goofy and stuff. This is, like, a big controversy. People didn't know how they were gonna add Skibidi Toilet because the Skibidi Toilet model, because the Skibidi Toilet model is, like, based on a model from Half-Life 2, and they didn't know how they were gonna, like, implement that because, I mean, obviously Valve would own the rights to Half-Life 2 NPCs, but I guess they just kinda, like, made a different face, which is not as interesting, but also, like, the face is not the important part of... It's not the face that makes a Skibidi Toilet a toilet. It's the toilet, obviously. In the Skibidi Dob 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 Yes Yes song. Yeah, it's... oh my god. Allegedly, there's a Skibidi Toilet movie in the works by, I think it's Michael Bay. Which is kind of scary to think about. Skibidi Toilet film and TV franchise in the works from Michael Bay. Oh my god. If the Skibidi Toilet movie ever comes out, I kind of doubt that it will. I will be seated day one. I will come on here and I will tell you all of my reactions to the Skibidi Toilet movie. Goodman reveals that the adaptation may be a live-action animation hybrid film and that it may be stylistically similar to the John Wick and District 9 franchises. I don't even know how that would work. I feel like, it's not Michael Bay, but, like, it has, like, the obvious point of comparison is Pacific Rim. Michael Bay, you have the Transformers movies, you just make Transformers movies again. But you put in the Skibidi Toilet song and you have toilet related humor. And I feel like that's a pretty like slam dunk successful movie. At least like kids will want to go see it. I don't know how successful it would be with people my age and older, but yeah. Yeah, Skibidi Toilet. What a series, to be perfectly honest with you. Nothing else like it. It's arguably like the most successful series going right now, which is kind of hilarious. And I don't just mean like on YouTube, I mean like in all of like media. What else is getting as many views as Skibidi Toilet? I'm not sure you have an answer to that. I mean, like, whatever, like, weird, like, CBS daytime sitcom or whatever that, like, moms like, I guess that gets a lot of views. But to be honest, I don't think it even comes close to Skibidi Toilet in terms of, like, cultural impact. Like, people are talking Skibidi Toilet all the time. People who don't even watch Skibidi Toilet are like, bro, you heard about Skibidi Toilet? I'm sorry, I've just seen something called the Skibidi Inner Wiki Project, and they have like 15 wikis about Skibidi Toilet in 6 different languages, including the Skibidi Toilet Wiki, the Skibidi Wars Wiki, Skibidi Toilet Zombie Universe Wiki, Skibidi Invasion Wiki, the Skibidi Saga Wiki, the Skibidi Multiverse Wiki, and Skibidi Genesis Wiki. People do not play around about Skibidi Toilet. It's, to be quite honest with you, which I respect. In this household, we take Skibidi Toilet seriously. It's a positive addition to the media landscape, quite frankly. Yeah, we're serious about Skibidi. We're serious about Skibidi on Brain Rot Radio. Because Skibidi is the future, to be perfectly honest with you. You may not like it, but Skibidi runs this. Skibidi runs the world now. Skibidi, we're transitioning to a Skibidi-based economy. Everyone's going to be making those Skibidi dollars to trade in for Skibidi goods and services. You're going to, like, every toilet in America is going to be a Skibidi toilet soon enough. It's spreading like a virus from toilet to toilet. Soon enough, all your toilets are going to be going Skibidi dup dup dup, yes, yes, Skibidi da na 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 na, Skibidi, 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 Skibidi. Yeah, this is a big week for Skibidi Toilet. I just keep talking about Skibidi Toilet because I honestly can't think of anything else to talk about. Struggling. Do you
struggling for topics?
Do you dig Skibidi Toilet?
I do not. I don't keep up with Skibidi Toilet.
Fake fan.
I'm sorry, bro.
Fake fan. I'm muting your mic. If you don't Skibidi Toilet, I don't want to talk toilet.
I don't want to talk to a...
How about the Hayley Welch crypto controversy? She was in a Twitter space like 2 weeks ago. She was like, okay, y'all. And in the space, they were talking about the crypto that she released. And they were like, Hayley Welch is going to jail for the crypto rug pull. And then she was like, hey, y'all, I'm pretty tired, so I'm going to go to bed. And then no one has seen her for 2 weeks since then. She hasn't tweeted or anything.
She's been, like, offline.
Yes.
Her, the Talk Tua girl.
Yes.
Is offline.
There hasn't been any new episodes of Talk Tua.
That's so funny.
She, like, people are, like, threatening to, like, file a class action lawsuit, which, first of all, you will lose that lawsuit because crypto is completely unregulated.
Okay, but, like, crypto was, a scam in the first place.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Like, why are people upset?
The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. but, yeah, and, like, this has happened so many times, and it's, like, no one's ever gotten, like, messed up because of it.
I can't bring myself to care.
Yeah, and there's just no regulations. This is like, what's going to happen when you have an unregulated, like, crypto landscape, which is what crypto people want. So, like, what gives, you know?
You know, my dad almost became a crypto bro.
Wow.
He was like, this is so cool, and I'm like, you need to stop. He's on his AI stuff now.
Oh, great. Is there a Skibidi crypto?
There has to be.
Skibbity Toilet, SKBDI. It's down. It's so down.
Oh,
Skibbity Coin is so down.
Historically?
Skibbity Coin peaked in November. Yeah, it's peaked in November, and it's just been down ever since. If you have
when
your
was
life
it started, you know.
I think the oldest it has data for is July. So yeah, if all of your life savings were wrapped up in Skibbity Coin, I have bad news for you. You might be cooked. There might not be any coming back from that one. Just brutal for the Skibbity Coin fanatics out there. I love, like, if you go on, like, the, like, crypto websites that all the, like, meme tokens use, and it's just, like, mountains of, like, just even more bizarre and esoteric, like, coins. Like, your Skibbity Ohio Riz coin.
I feel like people just, like, invent those cryptos and then completely forget about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then there's one person who, like, paid attention and took it seriously.
Exactly. Yeah, Rizcoin is down big today. Yeah. Ooh, I love how there's, like, very defined peaks that last, like, 3 days, and then it immediately craters. Very, very stable market, I would imagine. I don't know. Have you seen the guy on TikTok who, like, goes into public places with a gigantic speaker and just plays a song that's like, Skibbity Toilet, Skibbity Skibbity Toilet. I love that guy so much. He's my favorite. He just, like, goes around with a giant speaker and, like, annoys people, and he dances.
Wait, the brain rot. You've seen the Tokyo Sims guy who does, like, the street interviews?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so funny, because it's, like, just, like, the most hilarious, like, stupidest thing. It's like, these people are not real.
Exactly.
These people are not real.
I love...
so funny.
I love the, oh my god, I totally forgot what I was gonna say. I'm struggling. I'm fighting for my life on here, to be perfectly honest with you.
Bro's not awake.
Literally, this is a fever dream right now. I'm not here, this isn't happening. Skibbity dump dump dump, yes yes, skibbity na 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 na. I feel like we need to do, like, a Skibbity Toilet review show. Like, this week in Skibbity, instead of this week in science.
Are you gonna, like, keep up with it? Do you actually, like, legitimately
No, I haven't seen it in a while. I've seen probably, like, the first 50 episodes, and I don't even know what episode they're on now. I think they're in, like, the 90s.
You should keep up then. Do a
I
review.
Probably should.
Bi-weekly Brain Rot Radio Skibbity Toilet review.
What is the latest Skibbity Toilet episode? The most recent one is Skibbity Toilet 77. That came out a month ago. Dang. He's splitting them up into four parts now, apparently. The most recent Skibbity Toilet episode is 24 minutes long.
Are there, like, defined characters and arcs and stuff?
Yes.
Is it actually, like, well-written?
Yes.
Or...
it's very watchable.
Watchable. Wow. Okay. I feel like now I need to watch Skibbity Toilet.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I've been into lately? Two things. Number one, How It's Made, the greatest TV show of all time.
Okay.
And I feel like that's, like, kind of brain rot low-key. That's, like, smooth brain, like,
you just kind of tune it out.
Yeah, you
you're
just
like
watch
halfway
it.
There.
You just watch it and, like, dang.
You're like, that's cool, and then you forget
what
everything.
What a sick machine. I love it when they'll, like, show some, like, complicated process, and the guy will just make, like, the most banal observations, and it'll be like, now that's what you call engineering. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, man, that is what you call engineering. You're spitting. Right. And then the other thing I've been into is Pawn Stars. I love Pawn Stars.
I've never even heard of that.
You don't know Pawn Stars?
No.
You don't know Rick Harrison and
No.
This Is My Pawn Shop? It's just a show where they, like, show the things that people bring into the pawn shop, and, like, they, like, get them appraised, and, like, they try and make deals, and it's, like, kind of hilarious. Because, like, for one, they're just, like, so obviously trying to, like, nickel and dime people, but also because people bring in just, like, the craziest things. It's, like, history, kind of. Like, I was watching one where this guy had, like, a marker that they had used to mark the South Pole. that there was only like 30 of that had ever been made. And they like didn't know what it was worth because they like never seen anything like it. And it's like, that's kind of cool.
I'm gonna lowball this guy.
Literally. Have you seen the one like Grail DM from I Like to Lowball? And it's like, you already know what's gonna happen, bro.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious. Hang on, like, can I find this?
Probably. It's been reposted like everywhere.
New message from I Like to Lowball. Okay, so you already know what's gonna happen. So real. Shout out I Like to Lowball on Grailed. DJ Abrupt Cut, you're on next, right?
I am.
What's your set like?
I straight just jazz.
Nice. No. Can I make a request? Can you play Skibbity Toilet?
No.
Dang.
No, I already pulled a solid hour worth of music, and it's all good, and it's all very good.
Okay.
And there's no lyrics in it because I can't stand people talking right now, so it's all instrumental jazz, and it's gonna be epic.
That's pretty sweet.
And then I'm subbing again in the afternoon.
Awesome, awesome sauce. Lots and lots of high quality programming coming your way on KDVS Davis 90.3 FM.
Yep.
As soon as I get off the mic. yeah.
Right now it's not high quality.
Yeah, it really isn't. I kind of like am just like completely out of things to talk about. So, yeah, I think I'm just gonna let the meow synth virtual insanity go while DJ Broadcut sets up their jazz playlist.
Perfect. Yeah.
And yeah, you this has been the last episode of Brain Rot Radio, I think. One more, I don't know.
No, I think this is because next week is, and then the week after is the next season, right?
No, I don't I think there's still 2 weeks of this season, right?
I don't know.
Because today's...
Oh yeah, you know, you're right.
Thursday.
Do you think you're gonna do the very last show?
I have no idea. I have no idea. This is like off the record. The real last Brain Rot Radio was 2 weeks ago when we shotgunned Prime.
Why?
We thought it would be funny.
Like in the studio, bro.
Yeah. Bad idea. Don't do that.
That is a bad idea.
Anyways, I'm just gonna put on the Meow Synth Virtual Insanity because I think it goes crazy. Smash that like button if you so desire. And yeah, I'm DJ DB Cooper, and this has been the fake episode of Brain Rot Radio. This was not real.
Fake.
And with that said, let's just jump right into it.
Again, it's DJ Abrupt Cut. It's now 9:30, which means that it's like time for Heat Lamp or whatever, but I'm subbing that show. And I, like I said just like 2 minutes ago, I got some jazz. There's some really nice jazz in KDVS stacks, and I'm going to reveal that to you today. So get hyped, I guess. Ugh, I'm also very tired. So we're gonna hop right into it. Stay tuned if you'd like.